Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
What we're going to do is not for the fair weather ones. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. Because this morning the Lord said to tell me, or told me to tell you, I should say, it's time for double for your trouble. Oh, man. Everybody shout double. I had a sermon to preach last Sunday and the Holy Spirit fell. We had 9 people filled with the Holy Spirit. 1 first-time salvation. 3 rededications. I didn't get a chance to preach. You know what the Lord told me? He said, that's all right. You'll preach it under the tent on Wednesday night. Look at everybody and say the small things. You can catch it. It's on the Beach Family page if you want to hear it. That's the way you'll hear it because I'm not preaching it. Okay? But the Lord wanted to use the small things. And before I get into the actual word, I want to show you some things because God's not always interested in the big stuff you got. When he'll just take what you have. Look at somebody and just say, he'll use what I have. He'll use what I have. Amen? So this morning, if you're taking notes, which I hope you are, because in a minute you won't be able to, you're going to probably throw your notebook to the side because you're going to be shouting too hard. I want you to write double for my trouble. And I'm giving everybody a minute because once I start preaching, I'm asking for respect in the house of God. We can sit in a movie theater for an hour and a half, 2 hours, watch a movie, but we want to make sure that in the house of God, we hold a level of respect. Amen? So I'll give everybody a minute to get settled, and we'll get ready to dive in. While they're doing that, turn to Isaiah chapter 61, and I'm going to start in verse 1. It's busy back there this morning. Amen. Isaiah 61, 1. When you get there, I want everybody to say amen. I got a lot of oh me's. Are you there? Poke your neighbor and say, it's okay. Can y'all do me a favor and just smile for me? I need a smile this morning. Can anybody just give a smile to Pastor? Let me see them. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Them pearlies look good. You guys got some beautiful smiles, man. Are you ready to receive this morning? Isaiah chapter 61, and before I read this, the Lord told me on Wednesday night, he said, I want you to declare and loose a thing into the atmosphere. And under that tent, you have to understand the first really move of God was under the tent of tabernacle. We was under the tent, and the Lord said, I want you to tell the people of God that the drought is over. It went all over the world. And as I was preaching on the little things, the Lord began to prompt my heart. He said, now, when you get into your church on Sunday, you're going to preach the double. Because you've already loosed the small thing, Pastor. Now it's time for double. Double for your trouble. Amen? And then Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, many of you may know this because it's the same scripture that Jesus actually read. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort and all to that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. Beauty for ashes. Can I just stop right there for a second? How many of you in here feel a little crispy right now? The battle has been so strong, you feel like you've been consumed in some areas. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. Y'all, listen, you done got quiet on me already. How many of you feel like some areas in your life right now that the enemy has hit you so hard that he's actually pillaged come in and tried to steal and then tried to leave it in ashes. Can I go ahead and tell you, you're getting ready to have beauty. No, y'all ain't going to help me. Let them talk. Let them fight. Let them try to come in. But you got one who's going to take your ashes and he's getting ready to make beauty come out of it. Y'all ain't helping me. Listen to me. Just because it looks like it's over, it's not over until God says it's done. If he has to move principalities, he'll move them. If he's got to shift things and move people and cause them to go, then listen to your pastor. Beauty is coming. Y'all ain't going to help me. Look at somebody and say, beauty. Now look at him and say, man, you're beautiful. Now for all you guys in here, y'all are like, I ain't telling no other guy he's beautiful. Man up. Every man in here, man up right now. Just say, man, you're beautiful. All the rest of the guys, you can take that up with me later. Pastor, we're handsome. Right now, you're beautiful. Amen? Because if the Lord says I'm beautiful, then glory to God, I'm looking good. I may be going through some of the biggest trials of my life, and you can look at somebody right now and say, I'm still beautiful. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. Let me keep moving. Somebody said, bald head and all. Watch this. The oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Now, are you ready for this? God's getting ready to slip a praise on you. Y'all ain't going to help me up in here. See, I don't put my eyes on numbers. I just put my eyes on him so that I can slip into my garment of praise. See, you have to understand. See, this is a choice. This is a choice. My praise is a choice. I can go by how I feel. I can go by what I see. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me already. Okay, y'all get quiet. I'm going to preach the pain off the wall. I don't care. Watch this. This is a choice. What I put on and what I take off is a choice that God has given me and he's given you. That's why he said, choose you who you're going to serve. Are you ready? I got a choice to put my praise on. I got a choice to praise even when I don't know the song. I'm going through hell and high water, and things are coming against me, and armies are bigger than what I think I can handle. Y'all ain't saying nothing. See, I can put my praise on. I can slide it. Let me slide the right arm in. Because when I put on the garment of praise, I realize it's already been bought. It's already been purchased and it's already been paid for. He's just waiting for you to go in his closet and get it. Oh, y'all, come on. Y'all got to help me. I know you raided somebody's closet in your life. For the rest of y'all, Lord, I ask you to forgive them. They do know what they're saying and doing. But forgive them anyways, because they know that they borrowed somebody's stuff at some time, and most of y'all didn't bring it back. The garment of praise for heaviness. Can y'all do me a favor? How many of y'all came in here heavy? Don't lie. Be truthful. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Can we do something crazy? You ready to do something crazy? You came in here heavy, stand up. Well, Pastor, you're going to make me stand up. Oh, Pastor, you don't know what I'm going through. I don't care what you're going through. Either we're going to be a church that does what he says, or I need to go home. Amen? For everybody here that is standing, lift your hands straight up to him right now. Just lift them up. Just lift them up. Just lift them up. Forget about everybody else. No distractions. Just lift your hands up right now. Close your eyes. Now, I dare you to let the fruit of your lips bring him praise. Come on, do it. Y'all can't tell me that y'all can't say, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I love you. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for bringing me out. Lord, thank you. I should be dead right now. Lord, I shouldn't be standing right now. I shouldn't be doing anything right now. I definitely shouldn't be in a church. So, Lord, we take a minute right now, and I break heaviness in Jesus' name right now. I dare you to put your hands together, those that are standing, begin to clap right now. Just clap and knock that mess off of you right now. Come on. Everybody else here should have a praise going on right now. You're sitting down in your seat. But listen, if the word says I'm going to put on a garment, I'm going to put on a garment of praise, then let me go ahead and slide it on. It feels good. It looks good. And it causes me to weather what I'm going through. Now do me a favor. You're still standing. I want you to take your hands out in front of you and just shake it off right now. Shake it off. Lord, I pray that a spirit of joy just begins to flow over every person that's standing right now. Joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, come on. There was 9 of you filled with the Holy Spirit on this last Sunday. Oh, and listen, you wonder why right now you're getting hit so hard is because you got filled up and the devil's trying to spiritual leech it out of your life right now. Oh, come on. You got to help me up in here. See, you got to realize it. You got to shake it off. When the snake bites, you just go ahead and shake him off. Come on, right now. And then stomp, I dare you to stomp on him right now. Just say, Lord, I've got the garment of praise and I'm loosing and letting go right now. My God. Are we going to be people of the word or are we just going to be hearers? How many of us want to be hearers and doers? Is there any doers in the house? Is there anybody that would say, Lord, I hear it, I activate it? Oh, come on, if I gave you a phone for free, you wouldn't even leave the church. You'd be texting in church trying to activate your phone. How is it you can come in the house of God and the Spirit of God is here and you don't even activate Him? When we come into the house of God, we should be activating Him. We should be saying, Lord, here's my piece of carpet. Just lay me out right here. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Lord, you said that you would loose your Spirit upon all flesh. Lord, right now I just pray that you loose. Thursday night, I'll tell you, listen, we're in a move of God. You wonder why the numbers are down? Because we're in a move of God. Thursday night, we started at 7 o'clock. We ended at 10:45 in prayer. I can't wait till we're having all-night prayer meetings. 7 o'clock, got done at 10:45. And then they still didn't want to go home. I had one of them look at somebody and say, I want what she's got. And I said, you better be careful. You better be careful because Sunday morning, if you're ready to receive it, you'll get. Let me keep going because you guys are going to be up a whole time. Are you ready? Can I tell you what's going to happen when you begin to walk in this? And they shall build the old wastes. They'll raise up from the former desolations. And they're going to repair the waste cities. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And the desolation of many generations. Can I help you? I want to be what this word says. I'm ready to see this city shine for the glory of God. Y'all ain't helping me. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I'm going to preach myself happy. I don't need your amens. I know where my hallelujah belongs. Are you hearing your pastor? Listen, I'm telling you, he said, I'm going to raise up the former things, the things that everybody else gave up on. Everybody else threw in the towel because it got too hard. And the Lord told me, he said, you pick up the anointing, pastor, and you hold on to it. Because what's going to happen is as you slide the garment on, no matter how it comes, no matter how hard the enemy fights you, no matter what he throws at you, go ahead and realize the word is, I will use you to raise up wasteful things. I will use you to begin to raise up the things that everybody else said is no good or not going to make it. And then you're going to be able to speak to your own city. Y'all ain't helping me. Listen, I'm ready to see the Spirit of God all over my city. I want to see the glory of God manifest. And I'm going to step into, put on what I need to put on and run off what I need to run off. Oh, y'all ain't going to. Y'all ain't going to say nothing. I've come to the place where I realize it's time to watch the power of God, the manifest presence of God come. He said, Pastor, you're preaching like a madman. It's because I'm done with the enemy taking and ravaging when the Lord said he's supposed to be below. He's supposed to be under my feet. Y'all didn't even take a hold of that last line. Because I'm birthing something that even when I'm dead and gone, the generations will carry on. Y'all ain't saying nothing. My God, have mercy. I want to see our children and our children's children carry the mantle of the Holy Spirit and the power of what our Lord Jesus Christ did on Calvary's cross and how he defeated the enemy, how he went down into hell and took the keys of death, hell, and the grave and come back up. I want to see generations. I don't want to talk about the old days. Oh, y'all, listen. I don't want to talk about what happened last week. I don't even want to talk about what happened Thursday night. I want to see the manifest glory of God right now. And I'm going to stand here and just say, Lord, I need double. I need double. I need double for my trouble. I need it, Lord. I need a double portion anointing. Is there anybody else that can lift their hands and just say, I need a double? No. You wonder why you're battling the way you are, why you're sick the way you are, why your finances the way they are, why your junk is trying to catch back up with you. It's because God said the little bit that you had before is not bringing you through this time. You got to have double. You got to have double. The anointing you walked in just last year is not going to be enough for this year. Oh, y'all making me preach. Y'all making me preach. I didn't come for just one generation. I came to lift up the mantle of God and let the Holy Spirit of God move so that we'll watch our kids carrying it on. They'll be the ones grabbing a mic and saying, thus saith the Lord. You'll watch teenagers lay hands on adults and them go out in the power of God. I'm ready to see. Y'all ain't helping me right now. I'm ready to see it. I pray that the kids and teenagers shame you. You can't even raise your hand in church and you got a little one over there 4 years old and she's got her hands straight up in the air and she's praising God. You know what? It ain't got to be for you. I'll make it to where it's your children's children. If you can't handle it, you'll die off around the mountain, but there's a generation that God is going to raise up. See, you better hear me right now. God said, if you don't want it, I'll move on from you. You better get ready. I got to keep going. Verse 5. And strangers will stand and feed your flocks. The sons of the aliens will be your plowmen and your vine dressers. People's going to begin to give that would never give. I ain't talking about money. I'm talking about in everything in their life, they're going to come to you and just begin to pour it out. Because you know why? It's because when the Spirit of God brings double into your life and the Spirit of God moves in your life, they ain't going to help themselves. And those that's talked about you, I'm telling you, they will come back and they will say, man, I am so sorry. Let me move. Verse 6. Because I'm declaring this into this house. Are you ready? For you shall be named the priest of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers, capital M, of our God. You will eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you will boast. In the New Testament, they tell you to never boast, but before long, all you're going to be able to do is give God glory. Now listen, I'm telling you right now, the Holy Spirit's done told me, so there's some that's going to receive this. There's a lot of them that's not. Because the next verse, everybody wants it. They don't want to pay for it. Watch this. For your shame, you shall have double. No. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Just lift your hands. Lift your hands all over this house. Teenagers, lift your hands. Lift your hands. You know there's some things in your life that you absolutely just right now feel shamed. There's some things in your life right now that right now you just wish you could go back and do what God told you to do. Everybody say, by shame. Hello, double. No, y'all. By shame. Hello, double. By shame. Hello, double. No, in here, you're going to have to get that in your core because you will be challenged on this word. Are you ready? Just are you ready? Just go ahead and say, by shame, by failure, by. Now, I dare you to lift your hands and just lift them up and say, Lord, double, 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 double. Look at it, double. For you shall receive double for. And for confusion you shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in the land that they possess the double, everlasting joy shall be upon them. Can I help you? Are you ready? I don't know about anybody else, but I'm learning my little bit is just not enough. I got to stay in a place of double. I got to stay in a place of double. You've been in a mindset of surviving. I told you, this ain't for everybody. This ain't for everybody. Because your mindset has kept you. When you get your little bit of money, you look at that little bit of money and say, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. And you shove it to the side. And when you do, the Lord says, but what about what I asked you to do? But Lord, you don't understand. That's all I got. This is all I do. This is all I can handle. This is all of my gifting. This is all that I feel like I'm called to do. Just this little bit right here. So then you go to 1 Kings chapter 17. Go there. 1 Kings chapter 17. Verse 10. Doing all right? Oh, you'll be back on your feet in a minute. Because, you see, I have to show you where you are before I can show you how to get the double. Is everybody doing okay? Am I hurting your feelings? Because pastor's not trying to step on your toes. Listen, I love you, but I am done with being in the place of surviving. I'm ready to be in the place of double. 1 Kings chapter 17, around verse 10, you find this. You find the man of God, Elijah. Because his supply had dried up. That could preach by itself. How many of you in here, your supply has dried up? And I just want to help you too. You ready? Sometimes your supply dries up because you wouldn't move out of that comfort zone to move where God wants you to unless he dried it up. I ain't taking my praise off, but I'm taking this off because I'm about to preach. Catch that. You know, walk and double yourself. So he arose and he went to Zarephath. Can I help everybody here? It was the enemy's town. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there. She was just gathering sticks. Everybody say surviving. I got to show you where you are before I can take you into the double. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray you, a little bit of water in a vessel that I may drink. Can we just keep going? Go to the next verse. Go on to verse 11. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and he said, bring me, I pray you, a morsel of bread in your hand. Did he ask for a lot? Everybody just shout, just shout and say, not much. Just, do you understand that God doesn't ask a whole lot out of you? He just asks you to bring him the little. And in the next verse, you find him in verse 12. Watch what she said. And she said, the Lord, as the Lord liveth, I have not a cake, but I have a handful of meal. I have a handful of meal in a barrel, and I have a little bit of oil in my cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks. Do you understand? She was just digging around for two sticks. Because everybody else is in the same place and has been gathering sticks. Watch this. That I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. You know the scriptures. I don't have to read this to you. Man of God, all I got is just a little bit. God, all I got is just a little bit. It's all I got. And you're still asking me. He's asking you because all you have is a little bit. No, you need to hear me. I just gave you revelation. Why is he asking the little bit you got is because he can take your little bit and make it much. So why do we stay in the place when God says, make me a little bit of this, or release me a little bit of that, or do me a little bit of this? See, it's not because I ask, because I'm nothing. I expect God to speak to you. Golly, y'all ain't helping nobody. And all I got is a little bit of oil. Let me break it down for us. Well, Lord, all I got is a little bit of anointing. All I got is a little bit of anointing. And you know what? That little bit of anointing really don't even help me overcome my sin. Why do you keep falling back into it then? Because the little bit you got is what you get on Sunday morning and Tuesday. Moving on. You have nothing else. Verse 14, I got to move. I got a long way to go in a short time. Verse 14. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste. It's not going to run out. Neither will your little bit of cruse of oil fail until the Lord sends rain on the earth. Now, can I just make this for everybody to understand real quick? Are you ready? Do you understand? That woman looked at what she had. And when she heard the word of the Lord, she activated. She had a choice to release that little bit. Do you understand? If she hadn't released it, she would have done just what she said. She'd have weighed one cake, they would have ate it, and they would have died. Can I help everybody here? You're at the point right now, everybody that's in here right now, you are at the point as of right this moment where the Lord says either you release it or you're going to die in it. We're all there. I've talked to pastors all over the world. We're all in the place where the Lord is saying, either you release it or you will die here. Release to me what you have. Oh, that big church you got, you better give it back to me, the Lord says. That little church, you better give it back to me, the Lord says. That little bit of anointing you got, you better, no, y'all ain't going to help me up in here. That little bit of something inside of you that just needs to rise. Whoa! Let it rise. The word says this. It says this right there in the next couple of verses because I don't have time to read it. That for as long as she made the cake and the oil, the Lord sustained her, her son, and the man of God. Do you understand? She went in, and every time she would go and take that little bit of meal and that little bit of oil, and she would mix it together and she'd throw it in the fire. And the time she would turn around and look again, that little bit of... Amen. That little bit of meal was back. How is it you come to church and the anointing is there? How is it you come to church and you feel better when you leave? It's because that little bit of oil that's there, it just got replaced by the presence of God. Do you understand? When she turned around, the Holy Spirit went, okay, let me get my measuring cup. This is going to be just enough. Everybody say survival. Survival. No, that's survival. I don't want to stay in the place of just survival. I don't want to come in on a Sunday morning, and that's the only time I feel the presence. God, y'all got to hear me. I don't want to come together in the house of God, and this is the only time that I can declare a praise, or I can loose something, or I could bind something. Are you hearing me? Because if you are, you're in the place of this widow woman. You're in the place of survival. You're not in the place of double. You're not in the place where you actually have more than. Go to 2 Kings chapter 4. Quickly. 2 Kings chapter 4. Starting in verse 1. Is everybody doing okay? Are you getting anything? If you're not, you're getting ready to. Because this is for somebody right here. Because there's somebody who's going to walk out of this door today and say, I'm tired of living in a place of survival. I've got to go to the place of double. Now listen to Pastor. The enemy will try to distract you, move you, talk to you, cause something to happen where you don't hear this. So I advise you to choose right now what's going to keep you from hearing what God's getting ready to say. Elijah and Elisha. Does anybody remember what Elisha asked for? A double portion. No, this ain't that scripture because I don't need to tell you to go there. I just need to tell you what he asked for. Is this okay? And the man of God said, if you see me when I go up, then you can receive. See, the difference is that you're still looking down when the anointing's telling you to. You're still looking at your situation, and the double is waiting on you to look up. Y'all ain't hearing me. See, if I put my eyes on people and what they got to say and what they're doing, then I will miss the double. Guys, y'all got to hear me. No, to be in the place of double is when you lift your eyes and you turn off Facebook and you turn off Twitter and you turn off all the stuff and you go, Lord, I've had enough. I've had enough. I'm not dealing with it anymore. And you turn it off and you go, there's only one place I'm going to get double. It says that there was a certain woman of the wives of the son of prophets unto Elisha. And she comes to him and she says, my husband is dead. My source is gone. And you know that your servant did fear the Lord. See, can I help you? How many of you in here love Jesus? How many of you in here are doing the best you can do for him? Come on, be truthful now. How many of us in here is trying our best to follow him? Do you understand that you can just look up at him and say, Lord, I'm doing all that I can do because without you, I can't do nothing. Now the creditor is come to take my two sons as the ransom for the cost. Can I just help you? And this is going to scare some of y'all. And you know what? Right now, we need a good scaring in the church. The creditor is coming. You know why? Because the Lord actually is sending him. The Lord wants him to come. You wonder why the devil is after you the way he is. You want to know why? It's because it's the only way God can get you out of where you are and get you to the double. Y'all ain't saying nothing. In other words, the creditor is coming. He's getting ready to come and take from you the only other sources that you have. I'm going to go ahead and say this, and some of y'all are going to look at me funny. Some of y'all are going to be mad at me. Don't send me no letters because I ain't reading them. I'm just telling everybody here, I'm done with distractions. Is everybody here, Pastor? I love you, but you know what? I'm putting my eyes on Jesus, and I ain't got nothing else for anybody else. Is everybody good? Because as long as I keep my eyes on him, I'm coming up, and I'm coming out, and I'm going into. And you can either go, or you can separate yourself. Watch this. Go to verse 2, quickly, because it's coming. I'm telling you, you're going to be on your feet shouting here in just a minute. And Elisha said to her, what do you want me to do about it? Let's put it in Georgetown terms. Go to Helping Hand. You ain't saying nothing. Go see Salvation Army. Go get your meal down at St. Catherine. You ain't saying. I'm being real. I'm just going to be absolutely real and blunt because you know what? Pastor is done with sugarcoating. Why are you coming to me complaining about it? What do you have in your house? Have you even checked your house? This is my house. No, come on. Just pat yourself on your chest right now and say, this is my house. This is a temple of the Most High God right here. What's in my house, Lord? What's in my house? What's in my house? See, for some people, they say, well, I ain't got nothing. They look at their hands, I ain't got nothing. But when I look at my hands, I realize greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. When I look at myself, I go, I'm above and not below, and I begin to realize who I am, and I begin to go, wait a minute. See, but if you don't know who you are, you'll be like her. Many of you so caught up in your situation, you still with the woman with a little bit of flour and a little bit of oil. What do you have in your house? You know what she said? I don't have anything. Except, isn't it funny how you say, Lord, I don't have anything to offer you, but then all of a sudden the Lord reminds you of something. Anybody ever been there? Lord, I can't offer you nothing. I'm a mess. And then the Lord goes, yeah, but you can sing. I don't even care if it sounds pretty. You can play. So what if you hit wrong notes? We all do. I played half a song in the wrong key just a minute ago. You didn't even know it. The anointing had me messed up. And all of y'all out here, thank God I don't record it. Wait a minute. The only thing I do have is a pot of oil. Can you go to the next verse? And Elisha, come on. Verse 3. Wake up. Because if not, I'm grabbing my Bible. And he said, go and borrow vessels from all your... Now watch this. See, here's what we want to do. He had to make this clear because when you read your Bible, you just read it and go, okay, all right. But no, when you read your Bible and really read it, you understand he had to clarify something. When you go to your neighbors, don't go and ask him for oil. Can I help everybody here? Can I help everybody here? Are you here? Can you hear me now? Can everybody hear me now? Quit chasing people for their anointing. Well, I want what you got. You can't afford what I've got. You don't want what I have. Is everybody hearing, Pastor? Watch this. Go and borrow vessels from all your neighbors. Watch, comma, empty vessels. He made it clear. See, here's the problem is that you want to go to your neighbor with a little bit of anointing you got, and you want them to top off you. And you wonder why your oil gets spent. Why am I getting talked about? Why am I getting treated this way? It's because you're running to them, and they're not your source. And he said, don't you just go borrow one or two. In other words, lady, I'm going to get you out of your comfort zone. Do you feel like you're out of your comfort zone yet? Do you feel like, man, that God's really doing something in your life? Do you realize that, you know what, he's shutting doors all around you? Like, Lord, what are you doing? He said, don't you dare just stop right here. You got to realize you're going to have to get out of your comfort zone. Knock on some doors. Excuse me, ma'am, do you have a vessel? Something that I could borrow? Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord, that's one. Y'all missed that. you're not even giving God praise for the little bit of victory you just got. Ma'am, can I have a vessel? I can't have a vessel. God, was that really you? Anybody ever been to the place where God starts moving in your life and the first no that comes into your life, you quit? Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. You wonder why you're not getting a double. It's because when you go out and do what God called you to do and somebody tells you, no, you can't have it, you're not going to do it, I'm not going to give it to you, you give up on the anointing of God. And listen, persistence. That's okay, ma'am. I didn't need your vessel because your vessel's too small anyways. Excuse me, sir. Do you have a vessel I can borrow? I'm going to bring it back. See, what you don't understand is when people tell you no, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting the Christ in you. Are you hearing me right now? Because what they don't understand is they're giving me an empty vessel, but when I bring it back, it's going to be full. So they miss their double. So let them talk about you. Let them say all they want to. I don't care who it is, where they are, what they do, what church they run. If they got something to say, you don't have to give me a vessel. You don't have to give me nothing, but you just missed your blessing. Sir, can I borrow that vessel? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got another vessel. Lord, I'm just going to bring it right there. Lord, ma'am, do you have a vessel? Do you have something that I can use for the glory of God? And oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. There it is again, Lord. I just praise you. And you know, ma'am, do you have a vessel? You heard what she just said? I don't have much, it's just little. Little is much in the hand of God. Excuse me, but if a little bit of oil, y'all ain't going to say nothing. If a little bit of oil can keep a family fed until the drought is over, why are we judging what we get? Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. Well, that was just $20 in the mailbox. That was just $20. Oh, that wasn't just $20. That was just the beginning seed for greater. God was just testing you to see, will you accept that and praise Him? Or were you just going to go ahead and want to jump to the thousands and you want to jump to the cars and you want to jump to the houses? But God said, I can't even trust you with the lit. Nah, y'all. See, you. For too long, you've been missing the double because you're judging what God is. See, why don't we get to the place where we quit judging God and let God judge us? Oh, that went over real good in the church. Okay, I mean, let me just go on. Is there any more vessels that are around here that maybe I don't have? Is there? Oh, there. Look, there's one hidden. Is this anybody's? Sometimes God will put them there. Well, it just happened, Pastor. I don't know how it happened, but it just happened, Pastor. I can tell you how it happened. Because I got a Father who's good. And He's good all the time. And see, He would have been happy with just filling those up. But you know what He said? He said, no, I got to give you some more. And I'm just going to take it and I got to give you more. And then it says this right here because I got to keep moving. It says this. The man of God said, when you go out, you better not get a few. You better get all you got. Y'all done with your water bottles in here? Give them to me. I don't care if you're done or not. Anybody else got something? Anybody else got something? I don't want no drinks up in here now. There better be water in the house of God, especially in my sanctuary. Anybody else got vessels? Look at the vessels coming out. Vessels coming out. No, I don't want a few. I don't want a few. I don't want a few. Bring it up there. Put it up there. Quick, quick, quick. Hey, sir, can I get that vessel? Ma'am, can I get that vessel? Oh, no, I'm good. I'm good on that one. No, I'm good. Just anybody else got a vessel? Anybody else got something? Just, Lord, I need some vessels. I need some. I just need some vessels, Lord. I can't have just a few. See, the problem is in church nowadays, we're good with a little bit of anointing on Sunday morning. Oh, Sunday morning was so good in the house of God. Oh, there, the Spirit of God was there. People got filled with the Holy Ghost and power. Pastor didn't even preach. Thank you, Jesus, for that, because you know he's long-winded. She didn't care the size of the vessel. No, y'all got to, can I borrow those? That's a vessel, son. Anything that God can fill up is a vessel. You're a vessel. See, everybody else actually comes with stuff that's filled up. He comes, a kid comes to God and says, is this a vessel that's just empty? And he's the only one that really understands that God wants to pour buckets. I'll put that one on the pulpit because I'm believing it's just going to drip right on through. Is everybody doing all right? Is everybody doing okay? She couldn't settle with just a few vessels. She didn't care if it was a Dasani or an Aquafina, or boy, some of y'all got some rich taste up in this house. Thank God for Food Lion. Some Walmart. When you get to the place where you want double, you don't care. You don't care what the music's like. You don't care what the pastor looks like. You don't care if the temperature is just right. You don't care if the lights are on. You don't care about nothing. All you care about is making sure your vessel is where it needs to be so that it can be filled up. See, you have to understand that when you come to him, I want to be empty on a Sunday morning. I want to pour out. I want to find somebody to talk to about Jesus. I want to pray with somebody so that when I walk in the door on Sunday morning, not only am I filled up to preach, but man, I want a dose before I even get there. Lord, just go ahead and give me double. I'll give you the rest of what happened. You ready? Because y'all read it. Read it in your own Bible. Read it at home. The man of God said, get a bunch of vessels. And then here's what you got to do. Go shut the door. Because you know what happens is when you get a bunch of empty vessels, everybody looking at you going, what you going to do with that? What you going to do with that? What you going to do with that? Looky here. See, some of us in here, you don't shut the door so people talk you out of your double. This kind of preach right here causes people to leave church. Love you. Bye. Because either you're going to stay and grow, or I'm going to offend you and you leave. Jesus said, I come to offend. I didn't come to make you feel good. Because you know what? If you stick around long enough, you'll feel good. Shut the door. Some of y'all, man, you need to reach out and just act like you shutting the door right now. Because, listen, for too long you've missed the double. Because you went out and got the vessels and you got what you needed, but you let somebody talk you out of it. Or you let somebody twist your mind. You let somebody come in and leech you to death. To as fast as you pour and they stealing. How come I was happy until that person came over? Here's your sign. That's from Georgetown. You just got to do it in that voice. Here's your sign. How many times does it take for you to get the life sucked out of you before you realize cut them off? Cut them off. Is this okay? Is everybody all right? Shut the door. No, there's some of y'all in here, you need to reach up and just shut the door. Lord, I'm shutting the door. Listen, I'm done with people talking us out of where God needs us to be. Well, you know, Pastor, you ain't got the money. I shut the door. We coming out of this building. We ain't got no choice. We got to come out of this building. And people telling me right now, oh, you know, Pastor, you ain't got this, you ain't. Listen, you don't understand. It's drying up. I got to move. So I'm shutting the door. Don't tell me that they're going to try to hold me out. No, I don't want to hear that. The Lord said, shut the door. I'm shutting the door. I'm shutting the door on what people are saying. I'm binding up people who are cursing or speaking curses against this ministry, because I'm telling you, the power of God is in the house for double. Let them talk. They can talk on the outside of the door. When you shut the door, you ain't got to hear them. You okay? And if you shut the door and they still talking, tell them to shut up. Oh, Pastor, you said that in church? How dare you? Move on. You know what happened, right? The more she began to feel, that vessel got full. Still holding the same vessel. You have to understand that she was still holding the same vessel she started with. You'll never have overflow if you don't start with you. Come on, help me, help me, help me, help me. She poured, it filled. She poured, it filled. She poured, it filled. She went down the line. She went down the line. The faster, y'all ain't going to help me, but watch this. Y'all ain't going to help me. You ready? The oil was coming so fast that she's yelling at her sons and saying, give me another vessel, give me another vessel, because it's not stopped pouring. It won't stop. Do you understand? A double portion is not going to stop pouring. And she's pouring and she's pouring and she's pouring and she's pouring and she's pouring. And she's yelling at the boys, give me some more, give me some more. And they're going, you don't understand. The door's shut and we can't get any more. And when she filled the vessels, the oil stopped. Can I just help everybody here? The oil that the Lord is pouring out in this guy right here is not going to stop. As long as there's a vessel, he's going to steady pour in me and I'm going to steady pour out. And you know what? I don't care what they look like. I don't care if they smile at me. I don't care if they receive from me. I'm going to steady pour out. And it's going to blow their mind, because they're going to say, but I said all these things about you, and I'm going to look at them and still smile and love on them. It's because I'm not me. Someone in me. Hello? You know what she did after they were all full? She goes running back to the man of God. And she's like, so now I got another problem. What do I do with all this oil? How many of us, God moves in your life and then it creates another problem? Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm speaking to people who God doesn't move in, and then you don't have that problem. See, I have that problem. God moves and things begin to happen. I go, Lord, that just created something else. Let me rub my head some more, Lord. Okay, so what do I do with this? Okay, so the church is growing, and now all of a sudden I got people all over each other. Oh, God, okay. So the oil's still flowing, and people are getting filled with the Holy Spirit and saved, and miracle signs and wonders, and cancer's falling off, and knees are being replaced. You go and you pray for somebody in the hospital who's supposed to be in there for 4 days, and they get out right now. They're getting out the hospital. Replaced a vertebrae. Put spacers in his spine. Just had surgery Friday morning, and he got up and walked around the hospital 3 times yesterday. He's like, I'm ready to get out of here now. Let me out. Let me out. Let me out. He sounds like, Pastor, just let me out of here because I know where I want to be. Does this make sense to everybody? Here's the problem. Man of God, what am I going to do with all this oil now? Do you understand when you get a double portion in your life, there'll come a time when you sell it to pay off your debts. See, when I get full of the Holy Spirit, Brother Larry, I can't help but play and sing. I can't help but let Him put music in me, write songs. I can't help but preach. Because you know why? If I couldn't preach, I wouldn't get a new word. See, the problem is some of y'all have had more prophecies than... Never mind, I ain't going to say that. But you never activated the first one that was spoke over you. So the Lord just looks at you and goes, oh, I'm sorry, you're still stuck with your one vessel. Come to church, fill me up till I overflow. He goes, okay. Just helping everybody. I'm not preaching like this to hurt anybody. I'm telling you, I'm declaring to you what God's getting ready to do. But I have to show you where you are to get you to the place you need to be. Lord, touch my finances. You don't give one penny in the house of God. It's going to get quiet right here because Pastor went to money. And you know, it's fine. I don't care. You get, but you don't give. I just got another check in the mail Wednesday. You're the pastor. No, I'm just like you. I sow. I sowed under the tent on Wednesday night. I said, Lord, you know, I don't really have a lot, but here's what I got. I gave it. And by the time I walked out from under the tent, He multiplied it 5 times. I'm in the place of double. Is there anybody else realizing? Because there's more, but I can't preach it. I got to let you go. Do you understand that there's more? So much more. So much. You wonder why. When David came in following Saul, everybody was going, you know, Saul killed his thousands, but David killed his tenth of thousands. But you know what? Where the anointing is, it has to double. I could take you to Matthew, where Jesus took ordinary water and He doubled it. If you want to know the truth, Pastor don't like drinking water. And I don't drink wine, so that helps everybody here. I want to clear that before y'all start running. If you don't believe me that people won't do it, just watch the news. President Trump gets it every day. And some of it he causes. Jesus looked at his own mom and he said, what would you have me to do? It's not my time yet. His mom looked at him and said, I don't care what he says. If he tells you to do it, do it. Sounds like moms, right? Isn't that right, Ms. Dot? It's okay. But when he gives you the instructions, just follow it. Because sometimes moms have faith in us we don't even have in ourselves. You think about how much faith Jesus has in you. Karen, Jesus has faith in you. He's just waiting for you. What did Jesus do? He looks around the room and goes, what's in the house? Bring me that water. You know what? don't even bring me the water. Let me do something. You ready? I want you to just take a cup full of it the way it is and just take it to the master of the banquet. You don't even have to bring it to me. I don't even have to touch it. Because you understand, Jesus is in more than double. He didn't even have to touch it. You ready? Took it to him. You know what the man said? He calls the bridegroom over and he says, everybody else gives the best first because they want everybody to be drunk before you get to the nasty tasting stuff. Can I help you? Listen, y'all need to catch something because I know you never thought about this. Do you understand that who was the head of the banquet was sipping to see if he was going to be like everybody else? You understand, you got some friends around you. They're watching you just to see if you're going to be like everybody else. Your enemies, they're just hanging around and talking just to see if you're going to be like everybody else. I'm not giving them the satisfaction of my mouth being opened. Hello? I'm going to show them by my actions. Jesus didn't take the cup up there. Jesus didn't stand up and say, I bless the water. Because we want to go all King James every time Jesus talks. Jesus looked over, grabbed a servant, and said, I want you to take that cup up there to him. Master of the banquet was testing to see. And he calls him over and he says, everybody else gives me the best and then gives me the trash, but you save the best for last. Can I go ahead and say this? Let people laugh at us. Let people talk about us. I don't care. It bothers me at first because I love people. Let them talk. But the truth is the water's changing. It's changing. I'm going to go ahead and tell you, the anointing is going to get greater. Y'all ain't hearing, Pastor. Listen to me. Listen. If you don't want to receive it, God will send me places to give it. Y'all need to hear this. Because there's doors opening, Pastor, to preach all over the world right now. Because what he wants to pour is going to be double the one I've ever been in my life. And guess what? I don't want to go. This is my church. I ain't going nowhere. Let me clear the air. And I ain't letting nobody run me off neither. Amen. I want to clear the air. But I want everybody to listen. If everybody thinks the anointing is good now, I'm telling you, double is here. This morning, I call this whole church to a fast. If you are part of this house, if this is your home, I call you to a fast. We are in the place where the rubber meets the road. There's a line in the sand because it is time to grow and go. Everybody hear me? And I challenge the church. I challenge you. You don't have to do a 40-day fast. I ain't calling for nobody to do that. Whatever the Lord puts on your heart, I want you to do. And during that time, I want you to lift up this house. Lift up this pastor. There's big decisions that need to be made. And I'm not moving until God tells me to. Is everybody here, Pastor? Those that are watching by internet, TV today, listen, right now I'm asking you to pray. We are going to another level. And listen, the vessels that are coming, I declare today, will be filled. And if you want to leave at 12 o'clock, this ain't your church. Because the anointing of God is getting ready to flow so much that when you get yours, then you can leave. Does this make sense? So it really depends on you. If you want to start at 10:30 and get filled up, glory to God. But if it takes you to 3, is everybody good? How many of you in here is going to make a commitment with Pastor? Just realize if you raise your hand, listen, you know where we're going, what we're doing. One cup of coffee, one donut. I had one last night. It was my last. And the only reason why I did a donut is because the women forgot to bring me one yesterday. Miss Marianne's hiding her head. Pastor Chrissy's not in here, so it's her fault. Oh, I'm sorry. Trina's in the house. Lord, forgive us. Guys, the commitment is this. We need direction, but we need favor. And I believe God is shifting because I spoke to Brother Johnny this morning. Johnny looked at me and said, it's time for new, Pastor. Isn't that right, Brother Johnny? Joshua's men on Friday night, I gathered the men together and I said, guys, this is where we are. Okay? It's time for double. I'm believing Monday, I'm getting ready to hear about a building. And we need it. Amen. I've already spoke to two people for about four buildings in this area. But I believe that what God's getting ready to do for us is take us out to bring us in. Amen. Now, with every head bowed and every eye closed, the Holy Spirit hasn't released me to lay hands on people today because you expect to come up here to the altar and have a man of God lay his hands on you and pray double. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to ask you, what's in your house? What's in you? What's in you? With every head bowed and every eye closed, please, for just a minute. This is my prayer. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray that we search our house. Lord, search our house right now. Holy Spirit, I ask you just to guide us to that one thing. Take us there. Holy Spirit, I ask you that as you're doing that, that you just begin to pull on their heart right now. Pull. Draw them. And I pray, Lord, that this week, as they fast, as they pray, as they seek your face, that Lord, double is getting ready to be poured out. Because Lord, what you told me was that when we get filled up, we come into the house of God and pour out. It will automatically cause double in the house. So Lord, right now, I pray that.
Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.